Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The beginning of a new year is a great time to review your plan for your financial future. If you are a millennial, you might want to pay particular attention to our show today, since you are most likely still in the early years of your career. Joy Watkins is a certified financial planner with Anchor Investment Management in Columbia. Today, she's back in our studio. Joy, welcome back and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's just dive right into these then. What's the very first tip that you give people who talk to you about this topic?
Okay, the first tip I'd like to share is to live below your means. For example, if your take-home pay after taxes and other deductions is around $4,000 a month, then live on 80% of that, or $3,200, not 100% or 110%. And we encourage giving 10%, saving 10%, and then living off the other 80% of your income. I think millennials have a lot of pressure to start off with the best of everything. And I think social media has been a big cause of this. They see their friends on social media going on great vacations, buying new furniture, new cars, and they feel like they have to keep up with their friends and have the best of everything.
Give us some tips then on how to live below your means.
The first tip on that is to make a budget and stick with it. If you have some guidelines and know how much you can spend in those different categories, you won't run off track.
And so millennials in particular may not be familiar with the whole budgeting process. There are some things to put into a budget that aren't necessarily just your utility bill and your home payment. What else do we need to make sure we include?
People typically think of all of those fixed expenses first. But what they don't calculate or think about are some of those discretionary expenses that can really add up, such as entertainment, dining out, clothes, vacations. All of those things can really add up. And you need to count on those or budget for those, because those things are important. And this leads me into the third tip, which is to begin putting money in an emergency fund and a retirement plan with your very first paycheck, even if you have a lot of debt and expenses. This will be one of the most important habits you can form. By putting money in savings first, it will force you to live off the rest of your income. And if you don't have an emergency fund, then when an emergency comes, not if, but when, then you'll have to reach for the credit card or tap into your home equity in order to pay for that emergency.
Is there an easy formula for this?
Yes, there is an easy formula. By age 30, you should have one time your income in savings, and that savings can be your emergency fund and a retirement fund, or maybe a brokerage account. So for example, if you make $50,000 a year, then you should have $50,000 in all of your savings added together. By the time you're 40, you should have two times your income in savings. By the time you're 45, three times your income in savings. By 50, four times, so that by the time you are 67, have at least 10 times your income in savings.
All right, those sound like some great goals. Now, how about a couple of items? Life insurance, disability insurance, a lot of people have this through their job.
Yes, and we always recommend that you don't rely completely on benefits that you have through work. Employee benefits can change, and you have no control over what your employer offers. You could also get laid off from your job. I think this is especially important for millennials who tend to change jobs rather frequently. Purchase your own life insurance and disability coverage outside of what your employer offers.
Any last-minute tips you'd like to share?
Yes. Millennials, of course, think they're going to live forever, as many of us do. So the last tip would be to get your legal documents in place, a will, durable power of attorney, healthcare power of attorney, and these are especially important if you have minor children.
Joy, thanks so much for stopping by the studio today.
Thank you, Mike. It was a pleasure to be here.
Joy Watkins is a certified financial planner with Anchor Investment Management in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.